Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, my God. Okay. Is anybody hearing me? Is anybody there? Can anybody hear me? Can anybody hear me? Angel, is anybody hearing me? I can't believe this is happening. I cannot believe this is happening. Is anybody hearing me? Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, this, it has been 6 minutes. Count them. I'm going to start all over again. Like, you know, we're going to rewind and start all over again. Hello, everybody. It is me. It is I. It is she, Samaz Sam Sugar. It is 8:05. I had to check my clock. It's 8:05 here in California, whether it be Southern California or Northern California. It is 10:05 if you are on, well, would you say on if you're in like Mississippi, Texas? Hey, sis. Hey, baby girl. Or if you are in Alabama, Mississippi, those places, Louisiana. And it is 11:05 if you're in the East Coast, on the East Coast. That would be New York, New Jersey, Boston, those areas. Anyway, I can't believe I'm repeating myself again because my mic wasn't on. Well, first of all, my mic wasn't on my dashboard. And then I had my mic on mute on my headset. So I'm brilliant today. I'm really a smart one. Yeah, look at me. I'm really, really smart. But anyway, as I said before, there's no topic. I was not going to do a show tonight. I already said I wasn't going to do it because my brother's getting married tomorrow and I was having so much fun and game. Hey, bro, congratulations to you and yours. But I decided to come online because my daughter said she would put me up for adoption, and I don't want to do that. I want to keep my family. But anyway, we have no topic, so I don't really know what we're going to talk about. Maybe we could talk about, let's talk about something that happened to me that I swore Angel to never talk about. okay, I'm going to go ahead and talk about it. So I had gained weight. And I don't know if you guys knew it, but once I, you know, stopped working, which I'm going to tell you guys about, you know, in another show. But once I stopped working, I was gaining weight because I was at home eating, depressed. Well, not so much depressed, but going through panic attacks and everything. But you guys will know more about that later. So what I did was I finally decided to join a gym and really, like, cut back on the ice cream and the Dr. Pepper and everything. So Angel decided to take me. I can't believe I'm telling you guys this. Angel decided to take me to take me on a little, you know, celebration of vacation, whatever. So we went to a hotel. No, it's not like that. You guys are so dirty minded. So we went to a hotel and we were on the third floor and I thought we were on the second. So Angel's like, babe, what floor are we on? Now, mind you, when we travel, we have a lot of crap. I take a laptop. I take, like, other, you know, I have a doll that I take. Yes, a doll, a Barbie doll. One time you guys are going to see it. And I had a lot of stuff with me. So as we got off the elevator, started walking, he said, babe, what's the room number? And I looked because I had this man packed down with suitcases. You know, the food we were going to eat, the, you know, the drinks and everything. So he was packed down. He couldn't even hardly move. And I had things in my hand, too, plus my purse. So I said, oh, room 302, babe, not 202. The look this man gave me was, I swear, if we were in a movie, I would have been dead. If it was a horror movie, my whole head would have been blown off. So I'm apologizing to him, and I can tell he's pissed off. So he's walking real fast to the elevator, and all of a sudden he sees me lean down, and I go, oh my God. Now, mind you, I was like texting somebody because somebody called me and I was texting them back. It was Ida, by the way. And I said, oh my God. So I leaned back against the wall and my head went down. So his first thought was either something happened or that I was having a panic attack or whatever. So when I stood up, I'm like, do you see what's happening here? My jeans, I can't believe I'm telling you guys this. My jeans and my panties were at my ankles. I swear to you, ass all out. I am not kidding. This is a true story. I'll have Angel come on one day and confirm it. I'm standing there. Now, mind you, this guy just went inside of his room. So I'm standing there. I'm dropping everything and pulling my pants up. Angel laughs so hard that he forgot he was even mad with me. He was laughing and cracking up, and I swore to him, and I made him swear never to tell this story. But you know what? Since I had nothing else to talk about, now you guys know that I was in a hotel, out of town, pants down to my ankles, butt all out. It was not embarrassing. It was like a kind of like a, wow, you've lost a lot of weight, chick. You know, I kind of felt good about the fact that I lost weight. But then I was thinking as we went to the room, they have cameras, don't they? Do they have cameras on the floor? So I'm scared that one day I'm going to go to YouTube and I'm going to be fabulous with my butt all out. But see, you couldn't really see. At least I don't think you could see my butt because my, you know what? You may have been able to. Oh, my God. The thought of it. So don't you guys start Googling or start going to YouTube like chick pants falls down. And I'm not going to tell you what hotel we're in because it may be there. But, yeah, that's what happened. So there you go. That's my embarrassment. I need you guys to share yours as well because, yeah, that, you know, I'm not going to ever talk about that again. I'm going to swear all of you to secrecy. But I had nothing else to talk about, so I wanted you, you know, just to hear how my day went. But I did want to talk to you guys about a couple of things that are coming up as far as the show. I had one young lady who has chronic pain, and she asked me about a week ago if she could be on the show. So if any of you have chronic pain, and this would be a good show for you because she's going to talk about how she lives with it and, you know, how she deals with it. And I think it's something that's going to be really, really educational for you if you're going through that. And maybe she can, you know, give you some types of tips and everything. And it's hot as hell in this damn room. I had to turn my air conditioning off because my air conditioning is loud. But it's hot as hell in here. It really is. And Angel's shaking his head. Yeah, it is hot. It's hot in here. A few of you had asked me to take pictures of my journals. Well, guess what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to actually sit down, take pictures of my journals so you guys can see how many I really, really have. Because some of you don't believe me. Some of you think I'm full of shit and I'm lying about it, but I'm not. I really, 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 really have that many journals. And if there are children listening to me, I'm sorry. You know, I sometimes like just in myself. So if there are kids listening to me, you know, parents, this is not a child show, but I'll play it down because I think I have like a couple of nieces in the game of Second Life. You guys hear that? You hear that, ambulance? This is the type of city I live in where ambulances actually have the nerve to come past when I'm doing a show. But if if I do have kids, I apologize. I mentioned something. Second Life. Yes, Second Life. I know a lot of you are asking me, here we go again. She always mentions Second Life and never really explains to us what it is. Well, I'm going to give you a little kind of like informational guide on Second Life. Second Life could be the best thing for you or the worst thing for you. And the reason why I say the worst thing for you, because Second Life, unfortunately, have a lot of adults who are full of drama and full of shit and just can't, and I said that word again, I apologize, full of drama and full of crap and just don't know how to just be somewhere and be a normal person. But then again, maybe that's their their normancy, if that's a word, you know, outside. But it could be a good thing because of family, friends, shopping. Did I mention shopping? Shopping, things of that nature. Because a lot of you have asked me in the past, you know, Sam or Samaz or Sugar, you know, you've mentioned Second Life so many times. What's going on in there? And I haven't been there. Well, I'm back now. I was gone for 2 years. Count them. Two. 2 years, which is 24 months. I actually logged out, and I was never going to go back again. I actually changed my password to something that I didn't even remember or want to remember because I had no, I wasn't going to go back. I just wasn't going to. And then my sister, Diva, and my brother, Roscoe, a.k.a. Ralph, and my daughter talked me to going back. So I am back in Second Life. But I'm back with a different mindset and different perspective, and it's not like it was before where I felt the need to make everybody happy. This time in my life, I'm making me happy, and that's not just in a virtual world. That's that's just life, period. I guess I told you guys, I will share with you about my job and my panic attacks, but that's more for a show that I'm going to do an hour. This is only 30 minutes because I have to go in the game of Second Life, and I have to get a dress. But as you guys always know, I have to take my little break, so I shall be right back. Wait on it. Hopefully I'll be coming back with my my mic on this time, because I can't believe I didn't have my mic on. I really can't. But if it wasn't for Angel, I would have known. Be right back.
Friday, and you're listening to Samaj Sugar on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I am back. If you just tuned in, we are not talking about anything. We have no subject matter, nothing. We're just here just to talk about nothing. What you do every day at your job, talk about nothing. What you do when you're on Facebook, talk about nothing, and that's what we're here for. By the way, that was my sister Lala who made an intro for me. Thank you, sis. I greatly appreciate it, although she made me pay for it. I swear, she really did make me pay for it. She put her hand out, and she demanded money. I gave her 50 cents, but she wanted more. But to me, that's all her voice is worth. Ta-doom-doom. Anyway, damn, I don't know what else to talk to you guys about. I hate that I did not do a topic, but you guys know me. I fly, you know, like this all the time, which is stupid, which is silly. You know, I really need to start getting topics together, but I just don't have any. I don't have any topics at all. We could talk about my brother's wedding if you guys want to talk about that. If you guys never been to a virtual Second Life wedding, they can be very, very fun. They can also be a pain in the ass because it lags. You get too many people there, it lags and everything. And I know you guys are going, what's lag? Well, lag, if you play any virtual games, you know what lag is. If you don't play any virtual games, you're boring as hell, and I'm not going to explain what lag is to you anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and move on to something else. One thing I did want to tell you guys about is about the husband. Yes, Angel. I've been talking to him about his attitude. He seems to be a little bit more on edge than normal. And if you guys know Angel, he can be a capital A, capital, how do you say asshole, with an H, capital A, dot, dot, capital H, dot, dot. Is that how you spell it? Yeah. But lately, he's been actually worse. Now, he's sitting right by me. It's not like I'm talking about him and he's in another room. You guys know I don't care. What is he going to do? Kill me? No, no, no. I'm the one that watches the murder services. Like, what do I watch? I watch Snapped. You guys ever heard of that? I watch a lot of Lifetime movies when the wife kills her husband and she gets away scot. Well, actually, that's not true. She does always get, never mind. But anyway, his attitude has been a lot worse lately. Like, especially like when we go to fast food restaurants, which we don't go a lot because I'm kind of like, you know, because I'm on this diet, so I'm kind of pushing myself away from that. But he tends to snap at the people that are taking his order because he seems to be, especially when they speak Spanish to him, it really pisses him off. Now, mind you guys all know, because I've talked about him before, he is Spanish. He's Spaniard, but he doesn't like when someone speaks Spanish to him automatically when he's speaking English. He feels like that's being rude. So a lot of times he'll say, I don't speak Spanish, which I'll look at him like, that's rude. He's like, no, it's not rude. It's rude for me to speak Spanish, speak English to them, and they speak Spanish to me back. Now, I don't know. I've asked a couple of people, what do they think about that? And some people say that they don't feel like it's rude. Some people say they do feel like it's rude. He feels like, why would you assume that I speak Spanish because I'm Spanish? And I have a friend of mine who works at a store, and she says that a lot of people question her why she can't speak Spanish because she's Spanish and something else. I forgot what else she is, but she said that they always question why she can't speak Spanish, and they give her an attitude telling her she'd be proud of her heritage. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I don't know how to feel about that. I don't have a problem with it. I don't speak Spanish. You know, I've been with this man forever, and I don't speak Spanish, not trying to learn it. But he really does get burnt up. And I wanted to know how you guys feel about that. Do you guys feel that he's being, you know, petty? I'm looking at him. He's being petty, or if he has a right to be upset when someone speaks to him in Spanish when he's, you know, speaking to him in English. Because honestly, one day I'm going to talk to you guys about this whole Spanish thing, because I feel, this is my own feeling, that where we live at, and it might be in every area, every region, where we live at, there's things in Spanish and in English. Like there's, you know, you see Spanish signs and English signs. And to me, if you live in this, now don't take this the wrong way, please hear me out. If you live in this country, you need to speak the language. And the reason why I say that, it has nothing to do with me being racist or anything like that, you know, but to me, if you live in this country, you should speak the language. Let me explain to you why. Because you want to be able to communicate if you need to. To me, when they put stuff up in Spanish, it's actually making the person that's, you know, that speaks Spanish not want to learn English. And you want to be, if you're in a country, you want to be able to speak the language, because that way nobody can get over on you. That's my view of it. You know, you want to be in it, because I'm sorry, if you're in Japan, you're going to either learn that damn language or your ass is going to be on the outs. That goes for any country that you're in. Yes, they do speak English. I agree with that. But when you're in a certain country, you want to learn the language, because if you don't, people can get over on you. You know, you think that they're doing you for your benefit by putting signs and everything up for you to speak Spanish. That's not it. To me, they're doing that to keep you pulled down, where you don't learn the language, you don't have the communication skills. Because I know I used to work a long time ago, I used to work for this place, and they would have their children call in who speaks English where they don't. And I'm sorry, but your child should not conduct your business. It doesn't make any sense. You need to learn the language. If your child knows the language, you need to learn the language, because you don't want to be in any position or any situation where you're like, uh-oh, wait a minute, I don't know what they're saying. Do I need a translator? You know, what do I need? Because they kind of get, I noticed that a lot of Spanish people get upset with you. Like, you know, when they say, oh, no, I don't. No, like, why don't you? I don't, because I was born here. At least I think I was. This is what my mom told me. I was born here, and I want to know the language. I think it's a beautiful thing to know more than one language. I really do. And I think it's a beautiful thing when you have your child and you teach your child whatever language you know, speak, whether, you know, it's Spanish or Italian or, you know, what have you, Hebrew, whatever. It's beautiful to teach that child what you speak. My goddaughter just said Korean. It's good to, you know, to teach them that, because having two languages is beautiful, but do not fool yourself into thinking that this country cares about you so much that they post signs on the, you know, every place in your language, or when you call a place, it'll go, you know, for Spanish press one, or for English plus one, or whatever. You don't want that. You want to be able to speak the language. You want to be able to, you know, to communicate. And that's how I feel about that. So in a way, I kind of understand where Angel's coming from, because he feels like if you know the language, you're in this country, you need to speak it. Don't just assume because he's Spanish that he you know, that he speaks Spanish, which he does. But I understand what he's saying as far as that goes. But what do you guys think? You know, what do you guys think that I'm that he's right on that? That he's wrong on that? That I'm right on what I'm saying? I'm wrong. You know how to hit me up, Samaz or Sugar. I'm sorry, Sugar Samaz. That's right, because I messed up and forgot my email. Because again, I wasn't coming back. So hit me up on Sugar Samaz. Sugasamaz at Yahoo. Yes, I still have a Yahoo account. Those of you who have that Gmail account, Gmail is the devil. I don't care what you say. So at yahoo.com, and just let me know, you know, give me a little, heads of how you feel about it. If you think I'm wrong on that, or if you think I'm right on that, or whatever, you know, hey, I won't take any offense unless you call me a name that is totally not who I am or whatever. But I know a lot of people may kind of like take a little offense to it, and I don't mean it offensive. I just explained to you, you know, what I've got somebody right now telling me that they feel like that I'm, you know, not fair, but I think I am. You know, I know a lot of people have family members and so forth that speak Spanish, and you definitely want your family member to, you know, to be able to speak and be able to communicate in their language. But you also, if something goes down and they're not among a person or around a person that speaks Spanish or what have you, I'm saying Spanish, but it could be any language, you know, Japanese, Chinese, Korean, whatever language it is, you know, you want to make sure that they are able to conduct. Because I went to, I'm going to tell you, I only got 3 minutes, so real quickly, I went to the hospital, the ER, because at one point I was going to the ER every other day, and I'm not exaggerating. And there was a lady that came in there, and she says, I'm looking for my mother. And they were like, okay, what's your mother's name? She gave them the mother's name. And they said, oh, she was released about 15 minutes ago. She said, released? What do you mean? That? Oh, yeah, she was released. You know, what is going on? Now, the mother didn't speak any English. This is true. This is the true story. The mother spoke no English, and the hospital basically, the person that talked to her basically was mimicking her that, you know, hey, you're good to go, whatever. So this woman, they can't find her anywhere. So to me, that would have scared the hell out of me if that was my mother. But that goes to show you that if her mother knew the language, because she was just wandering around the hospital, not knowing what was going on, because I guess the person who told her, you know, that she had to leave or that she was okay was not of Spanish descent. So she's telling her this in English. Now, me, myself, I felt like if you knew this woman is an elderly lady, she can't speak English, you should have gotten an interpreter. You cannot tell me in a hospital full with people of different nationalities that you can't find someone in there that speaks Spanish that could communicate with her that you're good to go. You know, do you need us to call? Because she didn't have a cell phone or anything. So it was scary for the girl. I don't even know if they even, I'm sure they found the mother. I'm going to say I didn't know, but I'm sure they found the mother. But that whole process right there would have made me immediately put my mother in an English class. I know you guys are going, yeah, right. But I'm serious, because you don't want that to happen to a loved one, a family member. Nobody wants that to happen. So it's like, am I wrong on this? Am I wrong on this? But anyway, I have 90 seconds left. I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye. Again, you could be anywhere in the virtual world and you decide to be with me, and it is so greatly appreciated. I will have a show on Monday morning at 8 a.m. I'll also do next Friday. I'm not really sure what the topic is going to be. I promise you there will be a topic, though. I swear to you. I won't do like I did tonight. I promise. Anyway, everybody, thank you so much again for joining me. As always, mwah, sugar kisses. Have a good weekend.